You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
If your business has not been online during the pandemic these past 19 months, especially at the hardest times of the lockdowns, so when non-essential businesses were barred from opening their physical doors to customers, then you probably had a rough time and a tough time staying in business. And so in this week's SME feature, we are speaking with a company whose business it is to take physical businesses online. It's called OneGrid, and its financial director, Mornay Patterson, is on the show. Mornay, thanks so much for your time. A bit of history. When did you guys get started, and what was the mission?
Good evening, PC. Thank you for having me. Our business has actually been around for quite some time. We used to be part of a fiber connectivity business, and it had been hosting an online-focused business for the past 15 or 20 years. Roughly 3 years ago, the business, our shareholders decided to make a call and focus specifically on getting businesses online because of the opportunity and the strategic nature of the industry. So OneGrid in its current form has been around for 3 years, and it's growing.
And how's that going, getting more businesses online?
Yeah, I think we've been very fortunate. I mean, if you're looking at our client base, we've got 35,000 customers, and a number of our clients are, they've been very defensive during this time, though. So it's been good. We haven't seen excessive, liquidations or closures, which has been incredibly encouraging. At the same time, though, it's also been, it's raised some concerns for us by having understanding what's happened to other businesses who aren't online and how they've been exposed. The positive thing is that there's a lot of opportunity within South Africa, but businesses need, it's non-negotiable, they need to get online as quickly as possible.
The 35,000 customers or so that you say you have, can you profile them? I mean, are these companies in the small to medium sector, or these large companies? Which sectors do they dominate from?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question. I mean, we've got a wide variety of clients. So we've got your sort of bigger, I would say, more tier two type of clients. And those are higher spending customers. But the majority of the base are actually SMEs, though. So these are anything, from a mom and pop shop to a web designer to somebody that's built his own online shop and selling books. So that makes up the majority of our customer base, those small to medium sized businesses.
And what's the benefit that you offer clients from being on your platform?
Look, I mean, if you go onto our homepage, and you'll see that's really there are three simple steps, that people or businesses need to follow to get online. There's a big misperception that it is something that is complicated or confusing. It's very easy with the advent of the number of applications that you have today. So with us on our homepage, you'll see that on this first step, you register domain. That'll take you a couple of minutes. The second step is you could access one of our email applications, so that allows you to use your own personalized or professional email rather than using your generic email, and that builds trust and credibility versus some of the other bigger players that you're finding. And then the third thing is we've got tools that allow for you to easily build websites at competitive pricing. And like I said, I mean, these are things, if you've got a plan and you understand what you want to do, you can build and roll these out within a couple of hours. And I think that's incredibly exciting.
Mm-hmm. I think another perception out there is that it's expensive, this process. How do you respond to that?
I fundamentally disagree with that point because, if you have a look at, if a business is trying to open itself up, to build the trust, like I said, and open itself up to an entire community audience online, they would be spending money on other costs, and other things. And for us, I mean, if you want to get online to register your domain, to have your website and to get your email, I mean, these are things that you could get access to for less than 200 grand a month. So I believe that is extremely inexpensive for all the benefits that you're getting. And if you're running a business, I'm pretty sure you could, create capacity to spend that 200 grand and open yourself up to an entire new world.
So, Monet, most small businesses, I am told, they operate in the informal economy, informal sector. A lot of them are facing in rural economies. A lot of them are operating in township economies whose customers actually don't use online avenues to access their products. They actually go in physically. And so to those businesses, why is it important for them to be online?
Look, I mean, so you are correct. I mean, if you're looking at your legacy ways of accessing the internet, that would be through a laptop or a desktop machine. Today, you know, your mobile internet penetration in this country and on this continent is significant. So the access to the actual features and the tool that's there, I do agree. It's a psychological process that's currently underway. But we're seeing more and more of clients in the informal sector building themselves, creating an online store, a website, so that they can go and access people outside of just the community. I mean, somebody in an informal in an informal sector in the township, he would be targeting that specific you know, client within that community. But if he builds himself a website, which is easy to do, he can go and access anybody in the entire globe. So I think that's the benefit there. It opens up your entire the profile of your possible customer, and just so significantly.
A point taken. And then what about OneGrid? What does the next growth phase for your company look like?
Yeah, I mean, like, since COVID, I mean, we've seen a significant increase in mobile, in online adoption. So for us, you know, we're hoping just for that to continue. I mean, e-commerce penetration in this country is extremely low if you're comparing it to Western standards. So for us, really what's important is that we position ourselves to target and attract the SME. So as we're grown, as this ecosystem develops, that we can capture that audience. I mean, we're a local business. We're proud about serving South Africans. We're passionate about customer service. We believe our product portfolio set is more than sufficient to service the market, you know, and our products are competitively priced. And because of that, and because of the growth online, we believe we're in an incredibly exciting space, and we're passionate about what the future lies in this country for our business.
All right, best of luck, Monet. We'll leave it there. That was Monet Patterson, Financial Director at OneGrid.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.